This is exactly right.
Hello. We want to take a second to tell you about one of our favorite podcasts, Disgraceland. If you like music, pop culture, and true crime, this is the podcast for you.
Through host Jake Brennan's deeply researched storytelling, you'll hear all about the lives and crimes of musicians like Jerry Lee Lewis, Jay-Z, the Rolling Stones, and so many more.
And now Disgraceland is expanding to include artists, actors, athletes, and other icons from Anthony Bourdain to Andy Warhol.
Full episodes are released every Tuesday. Check out Disgraceland on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you like to listen.
Goodbye. Begin and go.
Now you go. Welcome to My Favorite Murder.
This is My Favorite Murder with Karen Kilgariff
and Georgia Hardstark.
Hi. We're the opposite.
That's the one where we say each other's names.
Right. That's not.
We got that from TV. Like we're introducing each other.
So this is our mini-sode. This is your hometown murders that you email us a lot of, and they're the best.
I gotta say, I like the mini-sodes better than our regulars.
Because they're quick and easy and not like...
It's more fun. There's a lightness to it.
Snippy snappy.
It's not our problem. It's somebody else's problem.
If the facts are wrong, it ain't our fucking problem.
We're just reading.
I mean...
We're not writing the news. We're just reading it. It's that kind of... I like it.
And then we have a double indemnity clause that it's now Steven's fault. Because Steven
right.
shows them.
We get handed this like yeah. we are high level... superstars where it's like someone just goes, here you go.
It's like a newscaster when they like hold yep. their earpiece and like this just in.
Yeah.
And like they don't even know what they're reading.
Do you know sometimes they do on the show I'm working mm-hmm. on right now, I have an IFB. Mm-hmm. That's what that thing is called. The thing that goes in your ear. And it's really exciting because our EP who's in the control room, which mm-hmm. is where the director and all the monitors are, where they watch the show on every single camera. She's sitting in there and talking to me, and then what she says to me comes out of my mouth.
How do you? I would be so confused.
I love it so much.
It's like reading something and talking at the same time, something else at the same time.
But you know what it is? First of all, I'm not reading. I'm just
right.
riffing. By the way, this is Guy Branum's new show that will be out in March called Talk Show, the Game Show,
Yay.
Where Guy Branum is the host. I am one of the judges,
awesome.
And we judge people. Being on the talk show that Guy Branum is hosting.
I love it.
It's pretty hilarious and very fun.
It's perfect for you. Like judging people.
Hell yeah.
Like that's perfect.
And also people do my hair and makeup. So
Fuck
I don't,
yeah.
my normal lazy, like very low key behavior
yeah.
is erased. And all of a sudden I kind of look like, I'm going to be honest. I look a lot like Liza Minnelli.
That's who I get more than anyone is
you
young
do?
Liza Minnelli.
You do.
So you and I both should just have the same look at all times.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
We should get some sparkly pants. Kick our legs up in the air. Hello, hello.
Just be the best fucking person in the world. Just constantly.
Just jazz hands it up all
I'm
over.
Half the best. I'm half of a good person. You're half of a good person. And then together we're the best person in the world.
Oh my God. We can leave our bad people behind.
Yay.
And only be good people.
Hey,
anyhow.
Speaking of bad people.
Well, yeah, so.
So this is your hometown murders. You guys email them to us at myfavoritemurder@gmail.com. Then Steven picks them and then we read them. And so don't blame
go ahead.
Us for anything. You want to go first?
No, you go first.
Oh, okay. This is called An Irish Countryside Murder.
Ooh.
Ready?
Yes.
Ready to put down your...
I'm going to stare right into your eyes.
Do you mind? Okay. Hello. I mean, it
Do
might
you
suck
mind?
And it might not
Do
be
you mind
worst.
Staring at
Do
me
you
the whole time?
Mind listening to... Mm-hmm. After listening to your guest appearance on the Crack Podcast, yay, I have been steadily binging on your own very entertaining podcasts, listening to you regale one another of grisly stories, often at the time misremembering or misquoting. This chick's not fucking starting out on a good foot.
I mean, it's the truth, though.
And subsequently correcting. And then she says, Reddit is a blessing and curse, is it not? And something of which we are all guilty of. I got to thinking about my own hometown murder. I suspected that the details of this murder were conflated and misremembered by yours truly, so I took to some sleuthing onto the meat. That's basically what our podcast is.
Yes, that's right.
I come from a very small, very small town in the Irish countryside called, oh, here we go, Killeshandra?
Sure.
There's the first thing I got wrong in this.
Killeshandra?
Killeshandra. I bet I'm saying it so wrong. Think single street, 8 to 9 pubs, a football pitch, Irish football, not that Nancy Paddle thing you have over there.
Ooh, careful.
And a, quote, shitpoke country nowhere kind of place. That sounds perfect. From a young age, I regularly played Irish music in one of the many pubs in town as part of a local tradition. One elderly man who joined us, who I vividly remember as always being grimy and dirty, the kind of grime that repels soap and, to be honest, doesn't actually smell, would often play the penny whistle with the group for an hour or two, have a couple pints, and then drive his moped home in the small hours. That sounds like the perfect fucking life.
That's a good life.
But I bet he's a murderer. He was simply known as Johnny about town, yet my mother informed me his name was Johnny Golden, quite the name. A harmless old man living on his own, not much else to say. All villages have one or two of these. Here he is. Stephen is showing me a photo of him. Oh, he's like your cute grandpa that I bet you anything is a murderer, except look at his dirty fucking hand.
Ugh. Well, he was out in the field all day.
Look at his hand. Looks like he's been putting it in a fireplace.
His hand looks like he's been burying the teeth that aren't in his head. Look at that pipe. That's this guy's classic.
He's like typecast as the Irish pub whistleblower. Okay. Okay. In 2010, after I'd moved away, I heard that Johnny had been murdered in his home. Oh, we're dicks. Sorry, Johnny. And from the stories circulating, he had been stabbed to death. Oh, I feel bad now. Can we cut all that? And his face cut into a Glasgow smile.
Fuck.
Says, think Heath Ledger's Joker injuries. Yeah. And worse, I couldn't believe it. Who would do such a thing to who was an apparently a sweet old lonely man? Bet you anything he's a fucking pedophile. I'm going to just go deeper. I'm just going to I'm going to keep fucking doubling down.
You were so sorry one moment ago.
No, I'm doing a double fucking down.
All right, we'll keep power through it.
Child molester.
There's got to be a reason.
Eventually, a young man, 19-year-old Brendan McGovern, was arrested for the murder. The details thickened after the trial. It turned out that Mr. McGovern approached Mr. Golden at his home to confront him regarding past sexual abuse that he had perpetrated on him 6 to 7 years previously.
Damn, girl.
Fucking knew it. The tale has now turned into one of revenge and anger. It turns out that Mr. Golden, accused of, but at this stage he has no one to speak to the contrary, sexually abused Mr. McGovern while he was a child, but he eventually moved away. They had met again after McGovern started working nearby, and Golden started taunting him, leering at him, and telling stories about him. In an effort to confront Mr. Golden to request him to stop, Mr. McGovern went to Mr. Golden's home to talk. Golden assumed that McGovern was there for sex and produced a condom, after which McGovern flew into a rage and proceeded to beat Golden. The glass smile embellishment did not occur. Oh, Elvis is ripping your notes to shreds. Okay. Sorry, Elvis. Condom, rape. Okay. He did not die immediately, but was found the following day at a home by a neighbor and succumbed to his wounds a month later. What do you guys think? A deserved death? A crime of passion? McGovern served 11 months for the crime. Keep up the good work, and to repeat other sentiments, humor is the coping mechanism we can mostly all relate to, so don't lose it. Ciao for now, Mark.
That sounds to me like you called it, but the story and the way it's explained of like, I just went to his house to talk. That sounds like bullshit. Like if you saw your old molester in town, it would make more sense that he would just be like, I'm going to fucking kill that guy and then go and do what he did. That whole idea of like that there was any kind of like, I was there to be reasonable. It's like, no, you got caught. And so now you're trying to kind of, like, you're trying to tell a story of like, oh, I was there to talk and then he did a thing.
But even if that wasn't true and he wasn't there to talk, he was there to beat the shit out of him and then just end up killing him. It's like, well, is that justified that this guy molested him as a child and is now taunting him about it around town?
Yeah, but we don't know if that's true.
I know. The one thing I wonder is like, had he told anyone about this beforehand? Like, did he just come up with that case, or is there a girlfriend who was like, yeah, he told me about the molestation when we were dating? Or
it wouldn't make sense if the old guy was the molester that he would taunt him and tell stories about him. That doesn't make sense.
Right.
If he's the molester, he wouldn't say a word.
Totally.
So that could be like a paranoid or just a being in that victim place of like, you can't stand seeing or being around that person.
Yeah. Well, he only got 11 months, so I guess it worked.
All right. My first one says Austrian Vintage Murder Hotel.
Hey.
Hey, Karen and Georgia. I'm from a small touristy village in Austria called St. Gilgen. It's Mozart's mother's hometown and where they shot The Sound of Music. Rad. Basically, it's as quiet and unassuming as it gets. There used to be the Excelsior Hotel, and in the late 60s, the hotel owner's wife died. Her husband kept her mummified body in a room in the hotel. Turns out that he wasn't that good at mummification, since the corpse was eventually discovered because of the smell. Ugh. No one could prove that the husband had murdered her, and apparently there were rumors that he got away with the mummifying thing because he claimed it was part of his religion or something. According to my grandparents, the whole thing was very mysterious, and strange stuff like the hotel's secretary committing suicide by jumping off a cliff happened around the time of the wife's death. Ugh. Since the husband was never convicted, this hotel stayed open until he decided to move/travel to Australia or New Zealand. The hotel was turned into apartments, which are still lived in today.
No.
A bar and a pizzeria.
I go to the bar, maybe get pizza, but after. I would never fucking live in those apartments.
Would you spend the night in those apartments?
Yes.
After drinking or not drinking?
After drinking and pizza.
Would you have to have both?
Yes. Okay. Because then I would just be drunk
and
or
full,
pizza.
And you'd kind of be out.
Like either one is just not good alone.
What if I told you that while you passed out drunk, say you blacked out,
okay. Which I don't do very
you're
often.
Partying, Noah. In no way am I accusing you of that. But you're partying in Austria. Okay. Those people drink a fucking lot.
Sure.
You pass out, and I tell you, you can pass out, but there will be a ghost there that does stuff to you.
Like what? The ghost can't do stuff to you.
This one can. That's what I'm saying.
Well, why would I say yes? Wait, I don't get it.
I'm not sure. I just thought I'd make up a fun quiz. We're only halfway through.
Oh, shit.
At some point, the old owner returns.
It's like, that should be in Cosmo immediately. That's right.
The bedside astrologer ghost sex quiz.
How to have a more fun blackout.
Do you want to attract a hot ghost? not sure what that accent was.
It'll do stuff to you.
It'll do stuff at you. At some point, the old hotel owner returned to the village, and he currently lives a couple hundred meters away from me. Away from me. I got all this information from my grandparents, so I can't guarantee that it's 100% correct.
It's 100%.
We relate to that.
Yeah.
I tried to research it, but all I found were some vintage luggage labels from the hotel and postcards, which I attached, along with a picture of the hotel I took today.
Steven's handing it to us.
The hand. Ooh, this is gorgeous.
We'll post these on our Instagram, except I'm saying we'll post them on our Instagram, and I always say that, and I never do it. Steven, post these on our Instagram.
Steven, do it. Steven, why won't you do anything?
Damn it.
Look at
Let me see.
That's very cool.
Ooh.
Look at it right by that lake.
Ooh, I want that framed. Or we should have a shirt of that.
You can see the cliffs where the secretary killed herself in the background of most of the pictures. I also found an old movie that they shot at the hotel a few years before the death. It's called
The Shining.
It's called 006 AM Wolfgang Genzi. And then
that's my nickname.
In parentheses, it says, it's not porn, I checked. The title translate to 00 sex by Wolfgang Z.
Oh, I get it. I know that phrase.
That's the lake next to the hotel.
Still.
The Wolfgang Z. The Wolfgang Z is the name of the lake.
I mean,
00 sex by Wolfgang Z. Not porn, though. Assured.
All those words make zero sense. Yeah. Zero sex sense to me.
Oh, it says it's a James Bond reference since six and sex is the same word in German. Aha. It's double. It's like 007, but it's 006 by Wolfgang C.
No. Oh, C as in S-E-A?
No, S-E-E.
I don't get it.
I don't either.
All right.
I'm not sure what the most disturbing fact about this whole thing is anymore.
You said that or
that's
she
what
said.
He said. Or she said. I love your podcast and I'm sorry for making you read a bunch of weird Austrian names. Eva. Thanks, Eva.
That's cute.
That's crazy. Like, I love that because several horrifying things happened, but then it was like, and we continue on with our day.
And people are like, yeah, I'll live there.
Yeah.
I bet it's beautiful.
I mean, that one picture.
Live show at the pub there? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes.
Now, the live show at the pub, At the pub, they offer you several glasses filled with delicious liqueur.
Pizza. Oh.
Pizza liqueur.
Yeah.
It's kind of tomato-y, but it's got basil floating on the top.
Yeah.
But you know that if you drink it, even though it's the most delicious thing you've ever had, you're going to pass out and get touched by a ghost. Will you still do it?
No. Okay. Goats, I said. No.
Oh, goats? Or ghosts? Goats, yes. Ghosts, no.
I don't want to get... Well, I know I got molested by ghosts in the morning.
Yes.
Will I have, like...
You're asking me.
Yeah.
No.
Oh,
no.
I don't give a shit. But I also don't want to pass out because I don't have a hangover. I don't know what's worse, getting molested by a ghosts or having a hangover.
I never intended to have the word molested be folded into this quiz. It just happened. I know it's what I'm saying.
But I don't mean molested as in, like, child molestation. I mean molested as in the old-fashioned getting
adults.
Touched
yes.
wrong. You know what I mean? Molested is fucked with in the same
Wait,
way.
Wait, hold on.
Oh, my God.
We are talking about a light grazing of the breasts out of our nightgown with women who are fully self-possessed.
Fine. There. Get at them, man.
Fun.
Someone's got it. No.
Why did I introduce this at all?
I don't know, but you just kept going with it because you really wanted it. To.
I like the idea of it.
Well, it's going to happen now.
Okay.
Okay. Let's do one more. I'll do one more. You do one more.
Okay.
More will happen. Beep-boop-bop. Okay, here we go. Do you want hometown-ish murder or hometown murder?
Ish.
Okay.
Let's go ish.
Why do I always remember lyrics to songs, Karen, that I haven't heard for years, but I always forget my email passwords?
I know, right? It's like our brains only want us to retain useless information, but with 1Password, that problem's solved.
1Password is an award-winning password manager that's trusted by families and large-scale companies alike.
If you're tired of being the person that everyone texts for a streaming login, hand that honor to 1Password. They let you share logins with people and with groups.
With 1Password, you can securely switch between any device type or operating system. That means if you're a family or business that uses both Mac and PC, you won't have trouble sharing your private data.
Don't let the name fool you. 1Password does more than just store passwords. It can autofill usernames, payment details, and personal information. And they notify you about potential data breaches.
For business operations, 1Password has a dedicated support team that will integrate its security tools into your existing workflow.
1Password saves everyone time, and we all know that time saved equals money saved. Your accounting department will thank you.
Don't just listen to us. 1Password was named Wirecutter's best password manager, and companies like Salesforce and IBM trust 1Password to secure their most sensitive information, so you can too.
Right now, our listeners get a free 2-week trial at 1Password.com/MFM.
That's 2 free weeks at 1, as in the number 1, password.com/MFM.
1Password.com/MFM.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Georgia, have you ever been blown away by the most simple dish at a restaurant, like perfectly scrambled eggs?
Oh my God, yes, Karen. And then all I want to do is make that dish at home and eat it every day.
Well, you probably could, as long as you have the chef's secret ingredient, Made In cookware.
Made In was created to bring restaurant quality performance kitchenware to home chefs around the world.
For years, they've built their business by supplying restaurants and top chefs with high-end cookware. Some of Tom Colicchio's most treasured dishes at his restaurant Kraft are made in Made In.
Whether you're cooking for professional critics or just the critics you live with, your meals will benefit from the quality of Made In products.
Like their carbon steel cookware, it combines the best of both cast iron and stainless steel clad, so it's rugged enough for grills or an open flame. It's the MVP of summer cookouts and cook-ins. What I really love about Made In cookware is that it actually makes something like having a Memorial Day barbecue much more convenient, because you can keep everything on the grill. If you need to throw, say, a pan of garlic up on the top while you're grilling your steaks on the bottom, it's strong enough, durable enough to do that.
If you want to take your cooking to the next level, remember what so many great dishes have in common. They're all Made In, Made In.
Save up to 25% this Memorial Day from May 18th through May 27th when you visit madeincookware.com.
That's M-A-D-E-I-N cookware.com.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
There's something about the sound of an old-timey cash register that really takes me back.
I know. It sounds like someone is about to hand me an ice cream cone, but it also sounds like we just sold some merch.
That's right. And if you're a Shopify user like us, you know that this sound means you just made a sale.
Shopify has helped millions of businesses sell their products online, but did you know they also offer the same support for brick and mortar stores?
From accepting payments to managing inventory, they have everything you need to sell in person. So give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify.
Shopify POS tracks sales across all your locations. That way, you'll always know what you have in stock and where.
They also provide reliable tech that fits your unique retail needs, like turning a tablet into a credit card reader.
And if you're looking to reach new customers, check out Shopify's marketing tools. They're easy to use and they integrate with all social media platforms.
With Shopify, we have a powerful partner for managing our sales. And if you're a business owner, you can too.
Do retail right with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period today at shopify.com/murder. And here's the important note, that promo code is all lowercase.
So go to shopify.com/murder and take your retail business to the next level.
That's shopify.com/murder. Again, don't forget, the code is all lowercase.
Goodbye.
Here's Hometownish Murder by Alex. Right. He just starts. He gets right in. Okay. Yeah. So I live in Lawrence, Kansas, but I recently started working in Topeka. I don't know how much you know about Topeka's reputation. Zero.
Oh my God. I've heard so much about what a slut Topeka is.
I don't know anything about Topeka, period. I'm sure you're beautiful. As far as state capital goes, its reputation is, I hate using the term, but sketchy to say the least.
Oh.
Mm. I work for a rental car company and next door branch is an abandoned building, which is not uncommon for Topeka. Mm. When I first started working in Topeka, customers would occasionally call in to confirm which of the two rental car branches in Topeka their reservation was for. I would go over the address and the general location of the branch. Inevitably, the customer would confirm by saying, oh, you're the branch by the CC's, a common pizza chain. I see commercial. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Are you a three or a two? I'm a two. You're three?
I'm a three.
A three sneezer?
The angels bless you on three. That's what my family is.
Oh, you just don't say anything? And then tell the third you say something?
No, it's I can't remember the saying, but it's the third time the angels bless you. It rhymes.
Oh.
Sorry, go ahead.
You don't want to know the Yiddish words for those things. CC's, a common pizza chain. This would confuse me because there was no CC's next to our branch, but it kept happening again and again. It happened so much that I just started saying yes because people seemed to know something I didn't. I like that. One day I went across the street to Pizza Hut for lunch, and this is not an ad for pizza places. I was talking to this girl behind the counter and told her I worked for the rental branch across the street, and she said she knew the branch because she used to work at the CC's next door. It was sad how excited I was to get to the bottom of the missing CC's. The girl behind the counter said that both she and the manager used to work for the CC's that used to be next door to the rental branch. I inquired if it was a Pizza Hut that shut down the CC's, and she looked at me stunned and puzzled and said, no, the owner was murdered.
Ooh.
I was caught off guard by such a fate for pizza shop. A pizza shop owner. So I asked her to fill me in. Apparently the CC's owner was a 50-year-old man named Harold Sasko, who was living with a 19-year-old girl, and then they wrote in quotes, Topeka, yeah, named Sarah Gonzalez McKillen. McGlynn. One night, Sarah put sleeping medication to Harold's beer he drank, and after he fell asleep, she attempted to chop his head off with a hunting knife. Man, uh-oh. Just go with the pills.
What was happening in that household?
Couple more pills. Like, someone's not going to wake up from their fucking head being chopped off.
Yeah, just, make him OD.
Put a bag over his head.
Well, I mean.
Maybe, I hope he's a piece of shit, otherwise I feel bad saying that. Okay.
Yeah.
Then she Manson style.
We're making a lot of mid-email mistakes, I would say, on this one.
We are, or they are? They're leaving us room to fucking say shit. That's their problem.
Blaming.
He drank it. She cut his head with a hunting knife. Then she Manson style wrote all over the walls, stole his dog, gun, and Nissan Altima, and fled. She was caught illegally camping in the Florida Everglades. That's how she got caught. Oh, ma'am, you can't be here with that tent and pup tent, ma'am. She was caught illegally camping. They brought her back to Kansas, tried, convicted, and sentenced her to 50 years. I feel like you guys do a lot of adults murdering kids stories, so I felt like a reverse situation was needed. Sorry, the story was so long. I love the podcast. Listen to it when things are slow at the branch. If you like that Topeka murder story, I have a bunch more. I heard you guys on the Crack podcast and thought you guys were awesome. Keep up the good work. Keep up the awesome podcast. Alex.
Thanks, Alex.
Thank you. 19. Oh man, what was going on in that house that she was like,
what was going on?
Fucking lots.
Also, if you, she clearly didn't steal that much money if she just went to the Everglades and illegally camped.
She was pissed about something.
I mean, God.
How much is, I don't want to talk shit about managers of CC's, but you can't be fucking also, rolling in it, in the dough, rolling in the dough. Cause there's
people. Right. Thank mm-hmm. you. Yes. Also, how many, I've never heard the name CC's that many times in a row.
No.
It, I
no.
mean, it was just like over and over again the whole time.
It really was.
Yeah. There are a lot of questions, but also then, yeah, I actually do want to hear more Topeka stories because it's like that. It's Kansas. It's the small center. Towns. Did I ever tell you about my pen pal?
No.
When I was like, it's like 11 years old, all of a sudden I had a pen pal.
I used to do that too.
But I just started getting letters from a girl named Donna.
What?
Who lived, I'm pretty sure, in Kansas.
Catfishing.
And I kept, right? I kept, it was like letters of like, hi, how are you? I'm your pen pal, whatever. And then I wrote back and I'm like, hi, good, how are you? But I was like, how did you get my name? Yeah. Like, how is this happening? And then she wrote back of like, I had signed up for the pen pal thing. And I was like, I just never signed up for a pen pal thing. And we must have, we gave each other our school pictures. She told me about
I
her
totally
class.
That.
Right? Yeah. We told each other about our schools and like,
who's popular and who's cool.
Exactly. And like how we felt and stuff.
Mom, like,
but every time I'd be like, yeah, but again, and just real quick, like, how did you get my name? And it, we never, every time I asked her, she assumed that I knew, like, she, I think she thought I was asking how it worked
yeah.
instead of
like, it was an agreement that like, oh, I got your name. I picked your name.
Yeah. Or like, I guess they have a system where, yeah. and then I'm like, no, I didn't, because, but I didn't, I liked her. And like,
yeah.
I thought it was really interesting that I was getting this little girl's picture and like, she was telling me about her life. And of course I was immediately like, listen to my life.
Yeah. It's like six pages in.
Yes. Of course.
It was so great when like, just you could just talk in any, like writing a thing and they couldn't respond.
That's right.
And you're just like, let me go.
You had the floor.
Yeah. That's like these hometown murders. That's why people love them.
That's right.
Because they're just like, let me, you guys shut the fuck up for a minute. But we don't. We fucking comment in between. But that's what you get.
That's right.
Okay,
we get our say.
You know?
I was just thinking of Donna, if you're out there in Kansas somewhere and you used to write me letters.
Yeah.
Hi. I don't know. We were
she
really
was a
good.
Grown man. We were let's such be honest. Donna's like, you're welcome, sweetie.
This is some fucking weirdo in jail.
She still has your picture on the wall. I just kept telling her that it was one of them pen pal registries.
It's the most like passive pervert of all time. That's just like he's super into writing letters.
Michelle's the most popular girl in school, and I hate her. I just hate her.
And then to me, 11-year-old me. Me too. I also like Garfield. Do you like Garfield? It's
love
a lot of that
Garfield.
Like statement question.
Yeah. However, I prefer Heathcliff. I like this guy's voice that I'm doing.
I kind of, you know what? Maybe he just wanted a young friend.
Yeah. Maybe he wasn't a creep.
It was just innocent.
Maybe he just like shot a guy during a robbery. Like wasn't even like a... He wasn't even like a pervert or anything.
He was just like, hey, does anybody want to do letters?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, well, little girls, of course, will write me a letter.
Yeah.
That's nice.
And like, I had a bad childhood and it'd be so fun to like go back. That's definitely what happened.
This is total insanity.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, you
I
long,
love it.
You go ahead and rewind, Karen.
You go ahead, Karen. Go ahead, turn.
Go ahead, Karen.
Love Donna. Hey, let's go down to Texas.
Can we please?
Sure. My favorite El Paso, Texas murder.
Yay.
Hi, gals. I just started listening, so I apologize if you've already covered this murder, but nobody outside of El Paso pays much attention to anything that happens there besides the Juarez murderers.
Ooh, yeah.
Have you heard of this?
Yes. All the women?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm so excited that someone is giving us this information.
That one is like, we need two episodes to cover that.
I mean, I wonder if this is the same thing. Okay, let's find out. Just read the letter, Karen. So in late 1994, 1995, when I was about 20 years old, they started finding dismembered female body parts painted different colors and scattered throughout the desert outside of town. And serial killer panic ensued, particularly among young women with overactive imaginations like me. Not overactive,
not
my
overactive,
friend.
Dude.
You got a very large seed to start that.
It's just actually... reality.
Painted body parts. Are you fucking kidding me?
Okay. Just leave the body parts. I don't have to fucking paint them. I mean, don't leave body. Go ahead.
They finally found a head. And in a desperate bid to identify the victims, they wrapped the neck in a towel and showed the head on the news.
Whoa. You okay, remember sorry. That. You'll never forget that in your whole fucking life.
This is the first time I've ever needed to take a break.
Oh, God. Are you okay?
Oh. Matt?
No.
Hi.
Yeah, I bet. What year was it? I bet they weren't like, this next thing is disturbing. They were just like, here's the head.
Does anyone know this? Ugh. Not a photo of the head. But live video of oh the God. Head. I was lucky enough to be tuned in. They warned us what they're okay. going to do. Okay, good. But they didn't even finish the sentence. This is going to be disturbing. So get your kids out of the room Boom. Before they cut to the waxy looking head. It was so gross, y'all.
I feel like they would have put like sparklers on. They're like just like not even trying to fucking not scare people.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because 94, 95, they're getting into that like.
Yeah.
You know, they know what people tune in for. But that's fucked. Yeah, that's legit fucked. No. It was horrifying, but it worked. The woman had was identified within an hour. Her name was Susie Hahn Bradley.
Can you imagine knowing that person?
And her neighbor happened to be watching and recognized her. That's horrible. Turns out Susie's husband, James Patrick Bradley, had really limited mobility and had to rely on a cane and a wheelchair. The marriage had been abusive, possibly mutually, so depending on who you believe. And one night things went too far and he shot her. Given his own mobility issues, he had to dismember his wife to dispose of the body.
Whoa.
He was an artist by hobby, so it's unclear as to whether he decided to paint the body parts to suggest a serial killer or if he was just, you know, inspired to paint the parts because artists are weird and not to be trusted.
Fuck.
As an avid reader of the Weekly World News, me too, rest in peace, he's saying that about the Weekly World News, you can imagine my delight when this local story made the cuts, so to speak. We as a city were simultaneously relieved and deeply disappointed to learn that there was, in fact, no serial killer on the loose. A couple of years later, of course, they would arrest the railroad killer on the El Paso-Juarez border, but that was cold comfort. Best, Kate.
Wow.
I thought it was going to be about those tons and tons of women that are found in that killing field, but it's on the Mexico side of the border, right?
No. I don't know.
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I was thinking of the one where they're all buried in the, that they did on, here we go. Killing Fields? No. Fuck, man. Okay. That's fucked up.
That's super fucked up. Painted body parts is, that's pretty intense. Yeah.
I wonder why he did that part of it.
Drugs?
Oh, sure.
I think that might be my first guess.
Sure.
That seems crazy.
Yeah.
And weird.
And it's also pointing back to you. If they find you and realize you're an artist and have paint and stuff, then you're even making it worse. So he must have been a little crazy.
You wanted to get caught.
Yeah.
Like, this is this horrible thing, and he had snapped.
Yes. Well, thanks for sending in your hometown murders. You guys keep doing it. MyFavoriteMurder@gmail.com. And we'll keep reading two of them.
We sure will.
Once a week. So maybe we'll get to yours.
We certainly will.
Yeah.
In about 2027.
Yes.
Stay sexy.
Don't get murdered.
Bye.
Elvis, you want a cookie? A cookie?